I was going to say, I heard this morning that The Little Mermaid's not going over big in either China or Japan. I can't remember which one it was.
No idea.
Okay.
In this crazy upside-down world where people don't know to watch The Little Mermaid in Japan or China, one woman and her stay-at-home son... now have a podcast. Hey everybody, this is Even My Mom Has a Podcast. I'm Vaughn Fry, and joining me is...
Mom.
Yes, indeed.
Indeedy.
And this is a podcast about nothing.
And everything.
And everything, you say.
Yep.
Okay, so what did you want to talk about today?
Oh, I don't know. What's in the... there's not much going on in the news. I guess they got the... debt ceiling taken care of. That's good.
All right. Well, we'll save that for a second.
Okay.
We'll tease that, as they say on the radio. First, I want to show you guys a remote we did. You know what a remote is?
It's when we went outside.
Yeah. It's like when Conan O'Brien goes on location, they call that a remote.
Okay. We went on location.
All right. So we're going to play you Mom giving me a tour of her RV.
I don't even have any eyebrows.
You don't even have eyebrows today?
No.
Well, why not?
Because I'm old.
All right, so what are we doing? We're kind of just getting a tour of your RV.
Yes, this is our new Lance 1475, our new RV.
Okay.
This is the door, and this comes up like this. And it goes like this when you're camped, and then when it's on the road, you lock it back up like this. This is the door. It's a four-season trailer, so we can camp all year round. It's all insulated. They put covers on everything so mice can't get in.
Just for mice?
Yes. And bugs, mud daubers, and that type of thing.
All right, well, let's go inside real quick.
Well, no, I don't have a step.
You don't have to go inside. I'll... here, do the steps then.
No, I'm not going to do the steps. It's locked. We're not going inside.
Oh, well, that's fun. And they're taking it to storage.
Our storage, yes.
Hell of a tour of it here if you don't go inside and everything.
This is our big storage garage.
Slash
your bedroom.
Slash, yeah. All right, I'm going in.
You're gonna break your leg.
That hurt.
I bet.
Okay, we have a...
dumb people in the family. Tyler and I are the only smart ones. Don't do that again. I'll get a ladder for you.
Okay, so tell us about some of the stuff.
Okay, here's the refrigerator. This is a storage cabinet.
All right, well,
here.
Then get that ladder like you're talking about.
Okay.
Well, I thought you were going to get inside.
Disney, too.
Hey, you go regularly putting that...
this is really nice.
On.
This is a little screen door that comes across.
And a screwdriver.
We'll use that a lot. Don't put your hand here when you get in.
That's why I said
we have nice recline... well, chairs are not recliners, but they swivel. And a table that's adjustable in between. You have a really nice sink. I like the sink and the faucets. Turn the faucet on. I don't think it has water in it right now, Vaughn.
No, but it's a pretty looking sink, isn't it?
It is. Really nice countertop.
And there's a bed.
Queen size bed that I get to sleep on the outside. Dad has to crawl over.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a stove, a gas stove with three burners and an oven. And you show the microwave. We have a microwave.
Is this the microwave?
Yeah. I like the cabinets. They're real modern.
Bathroom combination.
No,
stuff
it's a dry bath.
Or
so
what?
It has a shower and a toilet and a sink. And a light. I like the light. It's our comfy little squirt.
That's what we're... the decal we're getting says, right?
So I named it little. I named it squirt, and Dad named it little skirt. L-I-L squirt. Squirt.
Okay, so what'd you think of that?
I think it was good.
You liked your RV?
I like my RV. Our RV very much.
All right, but today you do have eyebrows, right?
I do have eyebrows today. I have makeup on today. I've left the house today.
Okay, well, that's good, I guess. I mean, if people like leaving the house.
I like leaving the house.
We don't have that much of a show because we have you going on a vacation for a week. You're going to hang out with your mother-in-law.
For a week. We're going to stay with her while she lives with my sister-in-law and her husband, but they're on vacation, a two-week vacation to Alaska. So we are we're mother-in-law sitting.
There's something
fun
about these old folks from the Midwest that just have to migrate to Alaska periodically.
North,
it's really weird.
To Alaska.
Is that a song?
Yes, it is.
You're making a face like you just sang something, like you remembered a thing. And,
no, I can't sing.
Hey, look at
sing.
Me. I remember a thing.
That's the problem. I can't sing, but anyway.
Yeah, so you're going to have a fun time.
Yes, we are.
Yelling at clouds. And
yelling at clouds.
Everybody says old man yelling at clouds, whatever.
No, she wants me to cook for her, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, that's intimidating, isn't it?
It is. Cooking for your mother-in-law.
Are you going to tell her about your podcast?
I don't know. She probably doesn't even know what a podcast is. I barely know myself.
You're going to use that as justification to not tell her is what you're going to do.
I'll tell her about it. She'll probably just go, oh, that's nice.
You can listen to it while you're there. You know, I watched the first episode of Jury Duty. It's on the Prime Video. It might be a freebie thing, which means it'll have ads even if you have Prime Video. I think that's the case with it. I could be mistaken. It was really cute. I watched the first episode. Everybody's an actor. Everybody in the whole courthouse is an actor except one guy.
Oh, it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, and it's the thing is, some of these actors are way better than others. Some of them, it's pretty obvious they're putting on an act, and then some of them are actually good. The judge in particular, from what I saw in the first episode, he seemed like a judge. I was like, is he really an actor?
Maybe he is like a judge.
He plays judges, maybe. That's the thing. All right, now what was the news story you wanted to get into right there?
Oh, we just got the Republicans and the Democrats came to an agreement over the step ceiling. That's good.
Cool.
So I'll get my Social Security check. That's good.
All right. Well, we don't really have any products to kind of talk about in today's episode, but I want to just kind of tell people about the podcast setup we have. If anybody has questions, we're using the Rode NTH 100 headset. We got two of those. We got two Shure SM57 microphones along with the AW81, I think, windscreen. These are the... And hold on, I might have the windscreen name wrong. And then we have this shock mount. And those three things, the microphone, the shock mount, and the windscreen, are the same thing the President of the United States uses when talking outdoors for like over 30 years or something. Actually, the microphone
impressive.
For like 50 years. Been using the microphone for that long.
That's impressive.
It gives us a nice authoritative voice, doesn't it?
Yes.
Wow, you're in total agreeance right there. If you want to pick up any of the stuff, the mic stand we use, the Rodecaster Pro 2, like podcast in a box that this is recording to and powering the microphones, the XLR cables from Amazon Basics, all that stuff, you can get it in a link below the description here from Amazon. Okay, so that'll be fun for everybody, won't it? All right, Mom doesn't seem to agree.
I agree.
Nope, you said it wouldn't be fun for anybody at all. That's what you just said. She just mouthed, get off of this right now. I'm going to walk out. And you're not going to get dinner tonight.
You're not going to get dinner tonight anyway. I'm leaving on a jet plane.
More like slow-moving Jeep.
Yeah.
But you're not taking your trailer with you, sadly, right?
No, we're staying with her.
I'll tell you this. If I get an offer for $25,000 in cash, the trailer's gone.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, we'll see. Nope. We'll see.
Nope.
We will see. I have some news to share with you.
With me?
Well, news from headlines. We had a bombshell last night. A UFO bombshell.
Ooh.
U.S. intelligence whistleblower says feds have intact craft and bodies.
Seriously.
This was reported by that, I think, is her name Elizabeth Vargas? She used to be on ABC. Now she, you know, she got old and wrinkly,
yeah.
So they ran her off to another
network.
She's
one of my idols. I want to be like her.
You want to be like somebody younger than you? Like, what are you, a Taylor Swift fan?
Yeah.
So this guy was talking, and there's been other credible people that are backing up his claim, or at least saying that he's the real deal or something. It's kind of nonsense that we're acting like this guy is an authority, some guy we've never heard of, is all of a sudden the voice of it when there's been people saying the same thing for 40 years, but they're loony, right? But he says that they have several, actually like lots of aircraft.
So where are these aircraft?
Non-man-made flying stuff and the bodies of the pilots.
Where are they?
He doesn't have any pictures. I have to wonder if pictures would discredit him, because it'd be like, oh, that's a Muppet, you know, like, oh, that's CGI. Like, people would write it off if they, but now you can imagine what it looks like.
You had some come where, visit you hey, when you were a little boy,
to,
didn't you?
We didn't have to get into that. Part of what makes me the smartest man in the world is, and I can back this up, is because I outsmarted Alien. Like, an alien came in my room.
When he was like... five.
And I hid under the covers, and it couldn't detect me because I think it has non-3D vision, possibly. It couldn't detect
it
me under covers.
It has a five-year-old's imagination.
I was so scared. I don't think I slept on a bed until we moved out of that house.
Is that why you started sleeping on the floor?
I slept on the floor from that point forward until we left the house. And, you know, and I was in middle school. I slept on the floor.
What difference would the floor make?
And I largely slept with my whole body under the covers, you know, in case these things came back. It was just super frightening stuff.
And what did they look like?
Just, you know, this blue light shined into my room, and this being, like, materialized slowly. There wasn't, like, some no sound effect about it. And it just kind of was in the light there and kind of, you know, looking around and stuff. And I think...
did it have big head and eyes and everything?
It had... you couldn't make out the eyes, but it had like these indentation pits where one would assume the eyes could be, or it could be the eyes, possibly. But we had a field over by the house. And there was a ton of lights going on outdoor, like out in the backyard. There were lights all over the place. It was like Close Encounters.
We weren't in a city. We were out in the kind of...
We had a dusty field off, you know, a few houses down from us. So it's not like this isn't one of their favorite landing places, right? And it was probably looking for the chosen one, and it came to me.
And it said, oh, never mind.
And then it was like, well.
He's not quite intelligent if he thinks we can't see him underneath these covers.
We were going to impart on him, you know, ultimate worldly wisdom, but
then he thought he could hide underneath the covers.
But he didn't want to play with us, so I guess we'll just leave. All right, bye. And then that, you know, that was...
didn't they touch you or something?
I'm not totally sure about that, but I think it was like ultra terrifying. And I didn't even want to get into it on the podcast because now everybody's going to think that you're a crazy loser.
I think it's so funny. Everybody knows now. Give them a hard time, okay?
All right, our one listener will give me a hard time. Great. So, do you have any news stories you want to share? You write down a lot of notes.
I do, but I don't really have any news stories to tell. I hope Denver gets their act together and pulls off a win tomorrow night.
So you're suddenly interested in the NBA because?
Denver's in it, and I used to live in Denver.
All right, and why did they let you live in Denver?
Because I'm awesome.
Oh, okay. Well, also, we have Apple has... they haven't released this yet. I guess it's coming next year, but they have shown off the Vision Pro headset, which I have questions. You've seen this, right?
I saw it this morning on The View.
It's silly looking goggles you put on. The goggles, they do nothing.
They look like underwater goggles.
You put on the goggles, they give you mixed reality.
Skiing goggles, I guess.
It's not too terribly different from what everybody else has already done and kind of failed with at, you know, more consumer-friendly price points. Google Glass did this like close to 10 years ago, and they just kind of quit updating the product. And that's the way Google likes to throw a lot of things out there and then get rid of them and hope that you don't notice. So they had eyeglasses that had a camera on one side, and it would like give you information kind of as you asked for it. And this thing is more, you know, people said they're not going to wear that because it looks stupid. What does this look like?
Stupid.
It looks really obviously stupid, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is going to be a big hit. I'm hearing 2 hours of battery life. You have no controls beyond, like, you kind of, like, wave your hands around and you hope that understands what you're trying to do. Like, you make a dial turn sound and it'll turn up the volume on maybe something you're listening to. I don't think we're going to be seeing a lot of these, and you know why? $3,500 entry price.
That's crazy.
When they announced that, people were like, oh, you could hear it. Everybody super psyched.
Can't get those for our kids for Christmas. That'll bankrupt us.
And you also, as an early adopter, you got to realize that Apple likes to put out a new product, like a new version every year. Do you want to go $3,500 in on something that, oh man, but next year it has twice the memory?
What's the iPhone at now?
I've kind of lost count because they went to like, they skipped 9, they went to 8, and then they went to X, 10. And then there was like an XR, XS or something.
So what's the retail price on them?
Oh, there it gets about $1,000 to get into an iPhone. Is that what you meant to say?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
So everything you'd rather do on an iPhone, you could wear on your head and who knows, give you vision problems, be distracting in
other
ways. We
all just loved wearing masks. You think we're going to love wearing these things around?
Oh, well, I mean, I didn't love wearing the mask. I don't know where you got that information.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, was that sarcasm,
yeah.
People?
Hey, I have a question for you. I quote for you, see if you can catch
this one. I told you to knock it off on this segment.
I like the quotes because you're ahead. You haven't lost any.
I don't want to lose any.
Well, I think you'll get this one. Here we go. Irony is one of my favorite aspects of life.
Well, who's famous for irony?
You know, and I make these easy because these are people that you know.
I know everybody.
You've met, you've worked with.
Somebody I worked with.
You
is this
idolized.
Is this Wes Studi?
Yes. I gave you a hint, didn't I?
Well, I wouldn't know. How much looking up did you, Wes Studi quote, man, I got to look up. I mean, some of these quotes, they kind of sound like they could have been from anybody.
Well,
you know?
You're
like
still.
They're
you're
not famous quotes.
And
they're kind
man.
Of famous people, but not necessarily their famous quotes.
Ooh, but, it's yeah, but I'm making it easy because you're famous people in your world.
Okay, so I do have something I want to show you. Sunday night, Taylor Swift, she's a tall white girl who's allowed to play music for a living in front of an audience of 50,000 plus people at stadiums.
A bug flew in her mouth.
Nope, this is a little bit different. I thought the bug in the mouth thing might be too gross for you. Her mic didn't work. And I thought this was kind of cute. So I'm thinking she's standing out over there, and this is the stuff in the background. But they're kind of watching the monitor.
Is this the beginning of the show?
I'm not sure, but I think it might have been the same show where the bug flew in her mouth. And then I like how she hits this thing like it's an old TV set. Microphone's not working, but ours do. That's why you need to get to these Shure SM57 mics, guys, for your podcast. All right, someone's going to hand her a mic. All right, now she does a little bit of voodoo. Let's start this over again. None of that happened. Are you ready? Let's take a second in our memories. Rewind it back. None of that happened. Okay, we're back to 36 seconds ago. And what an honor and a delight it is to say these words to you, Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Eras Tour. So
that was
the
very
go.
Beginning of the tour, of the show.
That's probably the most likely scenario for your mic to not work. Not during the middle of the show, but at the beginning, something is off.
I like she hit it. That's what I do when things don't work. I hit them.
What do you smack around?
I've been known to smack around quite a few things that don't work.
Okay, so that's really all I have on the news stories. You have anything news?
I don't
story?
Think so. We've got to go get packing for my trip.
Well, and what do you expect to accomplish during this? You're not going to go around, you know, telling people about your show because you like to hide the fact. I try to bring it up in public and you're like, no, don't listen to him. He's crazy. I try to tell the bagger at the grocery store.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's somebody who might listen, you
he
know.
He calls me Barbara Streisand. Come on.
I don't think he calls you that. He tries to launch into the coffee talk, right? You know.
Yeah. Or he does, who's the Barrett? Who's the guy that wears the coat? And he says, and one more thing, what's his name?
He does a lot of that Columbo.
Yeah, he likes to do Columbo impersonations. He's a really nice guy, and I'm glad that he enjoys
his
job.
He might be listening.
He may be. I hope he is.
Yeah. But other than that, we got to do more to get the word out. We need you guys to help us get the word out. And when I say you guys, I'm probably talking to myself because I'm probably the only person listening to this. But in case somebody else accidentally listens, because I had a Instagram reel go re-viral. That's what we're calling it. It got 1.5 million views. Woo-hoo! And then it came back like two months later and got like another million
views. Make your mother proud.
Oh yeah, so very proud, I can tell.
I am.
I need to get you something else to fidget with. Wait, guys, send us things for her to fidget with. She's playing with a pin that I think was handed out in an election. Is that what that is?
It's Central Park here in town.
It's a pin that has one end is for
it's
a stylus.
Soft and squishy.
Yeah, it's that's why she's playing with it. It's a stylus sort of thing. So
it's kind of cool.
They had pins like that when I last voted. It was like, hey, it's a pin, but use this part when you're making your selection, and then we'll change it after the fact and not let you know.
No.
That's the way elections work. Everybody has a right to vote. It just isn't necessarily counted. You don't think so?
I know. That's not the way it is.
You know?
I know.
Because you worked an election?
No.
Because you rigged an election?
No.
Because you fixed an election?
No.
There seems to be some controversy over what is rigged and fixed. Like, what's the difference there, right? But I don't know. I think Mom is really squirming really hard. She's about to break the leg on this chair.
Well, I gotta get going. Bye now.
We're gonna do that part again. It's bye bye now.
Okay, I forgot. Bye bye now. Can you erase that?
Don't talk in the middle. Just hey, when I go like this, you can start moving, okay?
Bye-bye now.